So there was something I totally wanted to tell you about this week so much that I told myself, you should write that down. And I didn't, and I
And you
forgot
forgot.
twice.
Yep. You forgot to write it down to remind yourself to remind me to remind you to ask about it.
No, we're just to write it down to remind me to tell you about whatever it was.
I think we're saying the same thing. I think we're saying
Kind, sort of.
the
Yeah, no clue. Got no clue. Okay. Wait. I think it came back to me. I think it came back to me. I am totally hooked on that YouTube series from Drumeo where they bring in these drummers who are like,
Oh, yeah,
who've
we
never
did
heard
talk about
songs
it briefly
about
last
Chad.
week.
Okay, because like the Chad Smith one, right? Yeah. And I was talking about how there were other people stuff. So this week they fucking brought on Billy Joel's drummer. I'm like, oh, okay. This guy's been playing with Billy Joel for 30 fucking years. 30 fucking years. That'd be nice to have the same gig. And, wrote with him in the studio. So he's got, written the songs and stuff like that, his parts in the songs. And they had him play Deftones, My Summer, Shove It.
Oh my God, really?
So So good.
Oh my God. That's really funny.
Yeah, so yeah, what they do again is they pick these guys. They seem a little bit older guys, but been drumming fucking forever.
Right.
Legends. And then they'll play in them. They're trying to pick songs that they hope they've never heard. And so
Okay, so there is
yeah.
a possibility that they have heard these songs, but they're just
Sure.
unsure.
Yeah, and sometimes they'll ask for help because like the Dream Theater guy, they're like, we know you're a total music nerd, so we asked your drum tech, like, would he know these songs? Would he know that song? So they helped
Wow.
him pick a song, and yeah, he did a Nickelback song, and he, but he did it really good. And the song too, it was a good song, and it's just got this just pulsing drum beat. This guy added like fucking double bass kick to the chorus. It was badass.
Oh,
But
so
yeah.
how many like I don't know if I would call them episodes, but how many
Okay, so the channel is called Drumeo, and they actually have a bunch of different shows, let's say. So like
Okay.
they'll have like, oh, Chad Smith breaks down iconic drum parts in his songs, or a lot of breaking down and looking at like, oh, the genius of Joey Jorgensen, from Slipknot and shit like that. But so one of the series they have on this show is First Time Hearing is what it's called. And they have And so they'll have these guys when they have them in studio do this part. So let's see. They've got. I'm going to the. I had to tell my dad. I was like, "Dude, you gotta watch this. It's funny." The
Oh,
Drumeo.
this is totally up his alley. I'm surprised he didn't already know about it.
Yeah. So where's it called? First Time Hearing. Okay, so like now sometimes they'll have these like studio musicians in who are like normally like jazz drummers, let's say, and then
Yeah.
they'll have them play like Metallica, Enter Sandman. But sometimes they let them hear the track once and then they got to play it.
Once, okay.
Yeah. And then I'm like, nah. I like it when they don't, when they hear the track, but they
And it's a
don't even hear the
mystery.
drums. Right. Because like there's some where they're just trying to, okay, you got to hear it and kind of match it or play along. But I like when they give them to these guys who have never heard it and they have to come up with their, what they think the drum beat should be to that song. So fucking, the Megadeth drummer did Killers, Mr. Brightside. Yeah, the Chad Smith 30 Seconds to Mars one is great. There's a guy named Dennis Chambers who did Tool for the first time.
Oh, wow, nice.
Yeah, I haven't heard that one, but I've seen the clips of it where people, he's like, this is bullshit.
It is not an easy band to play, sir.
No. So like I said, Mike Portnoy from Dream Theater did Nickelback. There's a guy named Frank Bellucci. I watched this one for a little while ago. Did Rob Zombie, hearing Rob Zombie for the first time. Jonathan, this one was interesting. This guy named Jonathan Sugarfoot Moffat. He played for like Michael Jackson, okay? And he was
Okay.
listening to Linkin Park Numb for the first time. He was the first person I've ever seen that just picked up his sticks and just started playing along intuitively to hearing the track for the first time. Most people
Wow.
will hear the track for the first time and make notes like, okay, bridge, chorus, comes back,
Okay. Yeah,
whatever.
I see where
And
this
then,
comes in here.
right. And then they'll come back and
Okay.
play along. He was the first guy I'd ever seen that just started instinctively playing. And now it's
Wow.
pretty basic. It was, pretty basic beat, but I was pretty
Sure,
impressed.
but I mean, it's still pretty damn impressive.
Totally. So,
Not
yeah.
even mad, I'm just impressed.
Right. 100%. There's that young girl, her name is Nandi Bushnell, and she got popular like last year because she was doing Foo Fighters drum songs, the drum. She's really a little girl. And then Dave
Okay.
Grohl invited her on stage to play, and they
Oh,
had like a drum off and stuff like that. So she's on this channel too. And they had her listen to like Twisted Sister for the first time because like she's 12.
right.
Yeah. We know you haven't heard this
Yeah.
because you
Like,
didn't exist.
we'd be all surprised if dot dot dot.
Yeah, drummers listening to Slipknot for the first time and shit like that.
That I don't understand. Like, if you're a musician and like, like there's certain bands that are known for their like
Certain
drums.
instruments. Yeah.
Yeah,
Like
for
if you're a
their
bass player, you'd think you'd listen to heard some Primus.
right.
Right.
Or if you're a drummer, you'd listen to Tool or, what's the like Dream Theater, I guess, is very drummy too, I think.
Yeah, and like I think what brought it up last week, and it was really good, was this guy that heard Primus, Jerry Was a Race Car Driver, for the first time. And I'm like, that is not an easy song to get either, because
No.
it's all over the place. It's like if I were not hearing the drums, I'd be like, what? And he did. He's like, what the fuck?
Beep, 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 beep.
But like I said, the first
Beep,
thing he
beep,
said is he goes,
beep,
why does this sound like South Park? It's like, oh, you're on track, dude. You are right on track.
You're almost on fire, sir.
So yeah, that was the new one this week, was what's the guy's name from? Oh, let's give him proper dues. I don't the Billy Joel guy. What's his name? There you go. Liberty DeVito. Great fucking name too.
Damn, dude. Like
Liberty DeVito.
your parents definitely knew you were gonna be a fucking musician.
Right? Liberty DeVito hears Deftones for the first time. And they had to pick a great Deftones song too.
Also sounds like a comic book, like Liberty DeVito is the challenger.
Yeah. So that's my new kind of obsession. Yeah, they have, I mean, Chad Smith is just fun to watch do anything. So they have him doing, it's called Iconic Song Breakdowns. And so you have all these different drummers that are breaking down different parts of songs, or they have a section called Learning Songs as Fast as Possible.
Well,
Drumming
that
with
seems like a
friends.
fun channel to watch.
If you like the drummers and watching the drumming.
Well, if I've known anything about girls that like music like really hard, they usually tend to go for the drummers.
Yeah, I don't know why. Oh, so when Chad Smith was
Stamina?
on, but then the guitar players and stuff were running around on stage the whole time too.
Yeah, but like picture somebody like
If you're not running around on stage, then you're boring.
right, but like if like a good drummer will be like bashing drums the entire fucking time. Sometimes like Tommy Lee will be like upside down doing it and shit.
So when they had Chad Smith in, they had him in for a long time, so they did a bunch of different segments with him, and we learned that Chad Smith played the drums on Dua Lipa's Break My Heart, because, and he told the story. He's like, well, the guy who was producing it was a friend of mine. He called me in the studio, and they had a drum track laid down for the song, but they decided, you know what, live drums would be really good on this track. We want somebody to throw a little extra in here. And he's like, cool. So he actually played the drums on that song, so he redid it again on this channel too, and it was pretty, it's
That's
so it's
pretty
funny watching hearing
fucking
him do that
funny.
song because he's singing it and shit. Oh
Ah, there's somebody behind you.
shit.
Hey, man.
He's going to work. Bye.
He looks so nice with his chef
Black
outfit.
jacket.
Yeah, man.
He's got two black coats and one white coat. And I think the black coat's fancier, but he wears it more often because he's like, well, you can't see when I spill on it. I'm like, oh, good
Well,
point.
yeah, that sounds
Oh, we did start watching the new Next Level Chef too.
Oh, okay.
Enjoying that. And somebody else told me about, and I forgot, and I ran into it on, it's on the Max because they have all the HGTV shit, I think.
Yeah, it's all I think there now.
It's called Tournament of Champions, and it's all of these
Okay.
fucking chefs who are all the judges on every other fucking show going up against
Yeah.
each other. So I'm like, okay, that was dope.
I think we've watched itty bitty pieces of that one, I
That's
believe.
fun because like we're watching Next Level Chef and Richard Blaze is one of the judges, but then we just saw him get beat in the first round on this. He went,
Wow.
you get one dish and that's it. Well, what gets you is they have this thing called the randomizer. So it's going to tell you what protein you use, what vegetable you use. Okay, like the first one they got was like, you have to use pork, you have to use carrots, you have to use the microwave. You have to, it has to be sour, and you get 30 minutes. Like, so each of those
And
things is
go.
on a wheel. Yeah. It's like your meat, your veggies, and that's the one that throws you off is like one of them got you have to use a waffle maker at some point. There was
Oh,
number
jeez.
one seated chef. She's a fucking iron chef. She judges everybody's shit. And she went out to the last to eighth seed because she fucked up on her fucking waffle. She had to make something in a waffle iron and she tried to make a quesadilla and it didn't come out great.
Oh, womp
And so
womp.
she lost. And so the eighth seed new rookie guy beat her. It was like, damn. But
Like
like that.
you watch these guys on these other shows, and then they have to
Yeah.
do this show. Like they have to, like, I you know, some of it they have to play up for the TV and stuff. But you got to think that like it really chaps their ass when they
Yeah.
like
Well, the best part
lose
was
and shit.
like when they showed the rankings, like first through eighth in the West and the East. And it's fucking Guy Fieri hosting it. And he goes, well, you don't like your ranking? Then prove it in the kitchen. Because I'm going to be at the bottom. And they're like, well, why am I the bottom? You know? And,
Right. It's like, well.
but yeah, we just saw. So Richard Blaze is the chef, one of the chefs on top level chef, who's the judge and a team captain. And like I said, I just saw him go out in the first fucking round. Rocco
Whoops.
Despirito's in this one too. And like,
Jesus.
there's a bunch of names. Yeah, there's some other women. Like, there's one gal that looks like Guy Fieri. She's got the short blonde choppy hair
Oh
too.
yeah, I know which one you're talking
Yeah,
about.
exactly. I know. I'm like, oh, I've seen her before too. And she was just on it. She got beat the first round.
Yeah, she's got a big personality, not as big as his, but
Yeah. There's actually a bunch of seasons. I think a handful of seasons of that too. So I'm like, oh, that's fun. We'll keep watching that.
yeah. Oh my God, like TV is back, which is strange for us. Because you know there was a lot of stuff that we had like on our list of shows we watched that all of a sudden, you know, disappeared when you know the strikes happened and shit. So like all of our like sitcoms are back and
Like what?
yeah. Okay,
What sitcoms do you watch?
so we watch which I thought I brought up last week, which was Young Sheldon.
Oh,
Never
yeah.
watched Big Bang Theory, but Young Sheldon I'm all about. We watched that one, Ghosts on
Oh, yeah.
CBS.
I've seen that. We've
That
gotten
one.
way into, I told you we started watching Abbott Elementary
Oh yeah.
is our dinner show. And now it's like even gliding into after dinner. He's like, let's watch another one.
Yeah, that's one of our other heavy
So
rotation
yeah, we're
ones.
literally just on the first season of that, and I think it's
Oh
fucking
my God. I
yeah.
do love that show. And it cracks me up that the kid that the one of the teachers is the kid who played Everybody Hates Chris
Oh, the
on
guy, this who was the sub at first. Okay, I never watched that show, but yeah.
No, neither did I. But like, I every time I picture that dude's face, I think of like those posters to that show.
That's funny.
And then so we watched that. There's Ghosts. There's So Help Me Todd,
Oh yeah.
which is quirky, but it's you know it's fun. It's innocuous. And it's got one of the guys from Pitch Perfect, which I mentioned last
Oh
week.
yeah.
What else are we watching? Next Level Chef. You know, I'll see how she feels about American Idol because normally we're on the American Idol train. But normally, like, it's not like her first go-to. So it's usually a show that sometimes we'll save to like the summer
Gotcha.
because it's like there's nothing to watch. Oh, well, let's watch American Idol because there's a shit ton of episodes.
We can blow through the whole thing, yeah.
Yes. What else? Well, you know what would help if I just had my Hulu account at the palm of my hands,
Yeah,
which. Ironically, I do. Unless it tells me to sign in because for some reason Hulu has
right.
been really like signing off lately. It's like, stop it. All right, let's see.
Molly,
Ghosts,
why
So
you
Help
do
Me
that
Todd.
for?
Oh, Resident Alien, which I don't know
Oh,
if you've ever seen.
I've seen the commercials for it. I've actually seen some viral videos going around that were really funny that I thought was the same thing. I don't know if it is.
I don't know, but it's pretty. Like that's one of our favorites. It's on like third season. Next Level
Wait,
Chef.
hold on. Have you noticed on the movies that keep popping up on Hulu that they keep trying to get you to watch Airheads?
Yeah.
And it makes me laugh because I'm like, ooh, fight.
I'm trying to think of what. Oh, there's another one of like the what is that one called? Why is that one not coming up? It's she works for a paper and she sees the people that she's writing obituaries for until she finishes the thing. What is that show called?
Interesting.
Yeah, it's fun, it's quirky, it's got the CC from New Girl on it
Okay.
and
Jamil.
Here,
Jimmy
I'm
Hill.
not doing this show.
She's from Good Place, wasn't she? Or is that different? Different girls. Sorry, I get
That's
those girls
different. That's
confused.
different.
I get them confused. My bad. So a couple months ago, I binge watched Feud, the first season of Feud that was from Ryan Murphy and Brad Falchuk. And the first
Okay.
season was it's called Feud, and it was the story of how what's her name? Bette Davis and Joan Crawford got together to film Whatever Happened to Baby Jane. Because at the time they had a big long-standing feud in Hollywood, and they'd gotten to the
Okay.
point where they were older and they weren't getting roles anymore. And so basically Joan went out and found this book because she was like, I want to find a story, this female lead. And she didn't even like Joan Crawford or Bette Davis because they were battling for roles all the time and awards and stuff like that. But she asked her to be in this movie. They did it together. And it's about the whole filming was just like kind of hostile and all this shit. And it came to award season. And then they did a second movie together and all this stuff. And it was Jessica Lange playing Joan Crawford and fucking Susan Sarandon playing Bette Davis.
That's
So
pretty good.
it was really fucking good. So the next season now that just came out is called A Feud. Each season's a different story. Like,
Oh, that's cool.
you know how they like to do that.
Yeah.
Same American Horror Story guys. So this season is called Feud, Capote and the Swans. And it's about
Oh.
Truman Capote, how he was this writer and he got himself up in the, like, rubbing elbows with high society in New York, all these women that were really rich and, like to lunch and all this shit like that. But then he fucking stabbed him in the back because he was trying to write a
Oh.
book and he didn't have a story. So he literally started telling their scandalous stories, but changing their names. But
Oh
they all knew it was each other, you know?
no.
So
Oh
it's
God.
about how they all turn on him and shit like that. But this fucking cast is, I gotta put it on. I gotta pull him up to show you. Fucking Demi Moore was in it. She played this one
What?
character in it. Let's see. It's Diane Lane. Diane Lane. What's this one chick's name? Give me the cast.
Oh.
Come
No,
on.
no, no, no.
Chloe Sevigny's in it. She's always in his stuff. Feud, Truman, cast. Who's the main chick? Naomi Watts. That's it. Naomi
Oh,
Watts
okay.
is one of the main characters. Tom Hollander plays Truman Capote. Diane Lane's in it. Chloe Sevigny's in it. Calista Flockhart's in it. Demi Moore, Molly Ringwald, and Treat Williams before he died. This is a
Molly
lot of good names.
Ringwald.
And yeah, so far, like I said, Truman Capote was this guy, and he was trying, basically, kind of came from nothing, got popular from writing some books, tried to be something he wasn't. He was trying to rub elbows with the rich and famous and snobby.
Yeah.
It turned on him because he ended up fucking them over, and then they fucked him over even worse. And it's all based on true stories.
Jeez, this sounds like the
So to say, I texted you. I'm like, I didn't watch it because of the fucking commercials.
Oh, you like legit didn't watch it.
No, I'm like, I can't do. I can do a show.
It's,
I can do shows and
listen,
watch
you
commercials.
fuck.
I can't do a
Hold on.
movie.
Hold on. You fucked up. You know why? Because it
Why?
only showed one commercial at the beginning, and that was it.
Wait, are you serious?
Yeah.
That's dumb.
Yeah, you fucked
Yeah,
up, yo.
I literally went to start it and I was like, this is annoying.
Nah, dog. Like they played
That's
one
funny.
commercial in the beginning, and I was like, all right, now I was looking out for commercials because you had said commercials, and I waited and I waited and I waited and saw nothing.
Well,
So
maybe they should have told me that.
you done fucked up, Aaron. You done fucked up.
Like I can I watch series because I'll watch series on whatever with commercials in it, not a problem. I can't do commercials in a fucking movie.
I
That's annoying as fuck.
legit thought that you had said that comment and then still proceeded to watch the movie and be grumpy about it because, like, you were just going to be like, I hate these commercials. But then, like, I watched it and
No.
I'm like, there was one commercial. So I'm hoping she watched this shit.
Oh, no, sorry. Maybe I'll go back. Should I watch it and hold off?
I mean, yeah, at this point, because, like, it's like I had so much to talk about this fucking shady ass movie and now I'm like left,
All right, my
speechless.
bad. I was almost like in a protest of Amazon, kind of like, put by
Yeah,
the
no,
same
I
thing.
read the tone, but I figured that you would still commit to the act.
My bad. Death
You
in the Dorms too.
once you done fucked up
Yeah,
eight
no,
in one.
so fucking Amazon recently decided that they were going to now put commercials and things. This is what they said. We're gonna put commercials and things if you have Amazon Prime, which we pay for. We all pay $100 a year for Amazon Prime. And what does that get us?
Commercials.
So now if you want no commercials, then you gotta pay extra. It's like, well, wait a minute. I was already paying something. So there's actually a class action lawsuit against Amazon right now because everybody's like, well, what am I paying for then? Because half the time you're not even really getting free shipping anymore.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, there's so
So it's like, so
many like
what is my $100
resellers.
a year going for? Exactly.
There's so many resellers on that site now that it's like, what?
Yeah, it's like, oh, $8 plus $5 shipping. It's like, what?
Yeah.
That's not
So
$8
I think
anymore.
what we'll do is we'll call this episode Soft Launch Part 2,
There you go.
since last week was Soft Launch Part 1.
Guy's all pissy. Pissy at Prime.
Yeah. I'm gonna write that down.
Pissy at Prime?
No, well, yeah, I did write that.
We talk about Jelly Roll coming on my fare? So tickets went on sale Friday, and I pretty much logged in and watched them sell out.
Oh, wow.
Not all at one time. So I hadn't decided if I wanted to buy tickets or not because I'm like, I'm afraid he's going to do all country shit and I like his rappy shit. It's like, I want to
Yeah.
wait until he sees the set list. And the ticket prices were like, I don't want to pay $130 to sit at the back of the floor.
Yeah.
And I don't want to pay $200 to sit up close because that's two tickets at almost $400. I don't like them that
Oof.
much. Yeah. So, like,
Like, you got to be something special if I'm spending $400 on your ass.
So tickets were on sale at 10, right? But what I didn't know was a week before they're doing
Oh.
this thing with the fairgrounds where if you sign up for locals, you'll get an hour earlier access to tickets. And I'm
Makes
like,
sense.
but they cut that off because I was too close to the selling time. I was like, oh, I didn't know about that, damn it. Anyway, so at 10 o'clock I went on and there were tickets available. Like I said, I kind of poked around, but I decided I didn't want to pay that much money. And then, like after 11, they're like, "Okay, whatever's left, you can actually pick your seats." So I went on after 11 just to see what was left, and there's some shit left. And then, just out of curiosity, I went on again. I went in later at the end of the day, and there's literally, I'm like, I don't see any sections open. I'm like, there's literally like one seat left, and then it was gone. So now it says sold out.
Shit. Dagnammit. There is I meant to tell you last week, and I don't remember what the name of it is, but maybe you've already heard of it. Apparently there's a R&B festival that's coming here to LA within the next like several months that has basically
Friends and Lovers.
everybody on it. I
This
mean, like
Friends and
line up.
Lovers festival has been going around for like years.
Well,
And
no, like I don't know if it's that one or not,
oh.
but it's like Lionel Richie is playing. Like, it's fucking crazy. Let me see if
Well,
I can.
let's see.
Let's see if we
Okay,
can.
so like this is, check this lineup out. This is the Friends and Lovers tour this year for Vegas in May of this year. Okay. You ready? Are you ready? This is the first day. Janet Jackson, Lil Wayne, Nas, Ludacris, Nelly, Akon, Neo. And then in small print, Timberland, Keisha Cole, Brandy, Monica Eve, Jodeci, Kenny Rowland, Craig David, Sean Paul, Fabulous, Robin Thicke, 98 Degrees, Tyrese, Method Man and Redman, Rick Ross, Jeezy, Fat Joe, T.I., E-40, SWV, Escape, Tank, Jeremiah, Pretty Ricky, Ginuwine, Mario, JoJo, Maya, Khalees, Drew Hill, Carrie Hilson, Lupe Fiasco, Too Short, Cam'ron, Twista, Juvenile, Paul Wall, Trina, Ying Yang Twins, David Banner, Little Flip, this is a small print, Tweet, Next, Total, Black, 702, John B, 112. Okay, this is the
Okay,
second day.
I found the one I was talking about.
Okay, wait, hold on. This is the second day. Alicia Keys, Snoop Dogg, Backstreet Boys, Usher, Ja Rule, Ashanti, and T-Pain. Last day, Mary J. Blige, Gwen Stefani, Nelly Furtado, Ciara, TLC, and MIA.
Jesus.
Okay, give me that one. What's that one?
Okay, so this
What
one
tour is it? What
is
tour is it?
Fool in Love,
Ooh, okay.
Saturday, August 31st, 2024, at the Hollywood Park grounds at SoFi Stadium. The
Okay.
headliners?
Okay.
Lionel Richie,
Yes, bitch.
Diana Ross,
Ooh. Oh my God, and they finally get to fucking sing together. Well, I
That
remember
is.
he said he's been trying to get Diana to duet with him for fucking decades.
Well, they're going to be on the same show, so chances
No
are I'm
excuse,
going to say,
Diana.
yep. Gladys Knight, Charlie Wilson, Santana, Al Green, Nile Rodgers and Chic, the Isley Brothers, Chaka Khan,
Love me some Chaka Khan.
the OJs, the Jacksons, War, the Spinners, the Whispers, the Emotions, Dionne Warwick, the Commodores. And that's just like, and then it's like Smokey Robinson. Let's see who else is on here. The Stylistics, the Delphonics,
I
the
pulled it up.
Manhattans, the Shylights. Let's see who
Oh, keep
else.
going.
The Chicano, George Clinton,
There you
Zapp,
go. There you
Kool
go.
Moe Dee, Stevie B,
Yep.
fucking Morris Day and the motherfucking Time.
Yep.
Cameo,
Shalimar.
Shalimar, SOS Band, Daz Band. I mean,
Oh my
Trenier.
God, Trenier.
Fucking Mary Jane Girls, Evelyn, Champagne King.
Why are the Pointer Sisters so low on that list?
I don't know. I mean, you do have a lot of shit on this thing.
There's a lot of shit
Midnight
on that
Star,
thing.
goddamn, Frankie J. Like, this is a fucking crazy show. Like, this
And you see
house
the
has.
two. Wait. Scroll down. You see the ticket prices? Wait,
Oh,
wait, wait.
yeah.
General admission. General admission is starting at 275.
Yeah, well, which is weird because if it's Jen, then each general admission ticket admittance to the Hollywood Park grounds at SoFi Stadium, Fool in Love, and consists of the following: performances all day on multiple stages. Okay, well, duh, it's a show. Food choices from regional and local vendors, which is not a selling point because you have
No.
to have food. Bars, concessions, brand, official band merch, festival merch. Free water stations and more. Like, so you're basically selling things that are commonplace at shows as amenities now.
Right.
Like,
Basically, the
hey,
only thing you're telling me
we
in
can
there is,
give you water.
right. It's like, oh, that's nice. Free water stations. Okay, good to know.
Okay, so what's GA plus? GA
Okay.
plus gets you, ooh, it gives you air-conditioned restrooms and
Wait, when is this
dedicated
happening? When is this? What's the date?
August 31st.
Okay, so yeah, you might need some AC.
Oh yeah, especially like in LA.
Ally.
In LA.
Ally.
LA. Dedicated entry lane at main entrance. Okay. All right. So let's just say I don't want to be known as a GA. I want to be known as a VIP. Let's kick it, right?
Oh, Lordy.
So you
Starting
get
at?
$695, and the one thing that you get more so from spending $595 is changing state
No, no,
charging
no, no.
stations.
There you go. Yeah.
Charging stations.
Wow. So
Or your
for
phone.
difference, what's the price
A
difference there?
hundred. Hundred.
$100. Oh, Lordy. And then, I'm assuming you're not going to go by yourself.
Right. So platinum. Now the list starts to change up a little bit.
Okay.
So this is front of stage viewing at main
Hey.
stages. Okay. Shared VIP viewing at secondary stages, unlimited access to Platinum Lounge with relaxed seating and shade,
Okay.
air-conditioned restrooms,
Okay.
all-inclusive beer, wine, cocktails,
Oh.
non-alcoholic beverages within the premium lounge, complimentary curated bites from and hors d'oeuvres. So at least this one you're
Okay.
getting free food. Golf cart
Ooh.
transportation
There you
to
go.
between stages.
Right?
That might be the worth the price alone.
That's that. Wait, air-conditioned bathrooms and golf cart transportation?
Yeah, and one the Platinum Lounge, like come on. What else we have here? Dedicated Platinum concierge to assist with all your festival needs. Hey, excuse me, sir, where can I get some blow?
Right.
No, I but it said there's concierge here. That doesn't mean you
Said
get me.
all my festival needs.
Yeah, I mean that's all my festival needs. Like I can't see Lana reaching out to blow.
Still a look, Marie, on
Complimentary lockers with mobile charging units available first come, first served.
for 1,200 bucks, first come, first serve.
Dedicated private entrance into festival grounds. Merch pop up at the
Oh, the
Platinum
merch's gonna
Lounge.
come to me.
Yeah. And premium festival gift,
Oh,
which
yeah.
probably is a
What do I get for
t-shirt.
1,200 bucks, right? Or a lanyard?
Oh, look at it. They got hotels and packages starting at 750. two and four night stay at hotels near the festival, but if it's one day, why would you want to stay 4 days in
You
Inglewood?
know, sadly, I was talking to somebody about why concert tickets are so fucking expensive these days. And I'll tell you why. Because artists don't make any money off their music anymore.
So this is the only their only avenue of cash money, cash money.
Concerts and merch. Because the generations below us now value their music as free. I can just pull up, listen to whatever I want. I can just pull it up on the YouTube. I can just pull it up here and listen. I mean,
But
did
it's
the
not,
kids.
it's, hey, listen, that you can't blame the kids for that. Like, that's what we've given them.
It's like, remember the days when we used to wait for an album to come out and wait every
Yeah, and
record
then
store
like
and
you'd be
buy
like,
it?
come on, come on, come
Fridays,
on.
gotta wait
And then
Fridays.
like
Fridays
maybe
is
occasionally you'd get like a radio station would play a little
was
bit of it or
right,
something.
and maybe you could record it on your boombox. Wait, was Fridays new release days or was it Tuesdays?
Tuesdays. I want to say it was
Tuesdays.
Tuesdays. Tuesdays. One, two, three. Three. Yeah, I think it was Tuesdays. But yeah, man, that's a it's I mean we did it to ourselves. We did it to
Well, I
ourselves.
didn't, but yeah.
We as a society,
I
you
was like,
can't
I'm not
we
responsible. I don't know that much about technology.
you in society and you pay for a streamer, so look at your tattoo.
Oh, I'm just looking at all the flaky pieces. Like, oh, flaky pieces. At this point, like I was telling Josh, I was wearing long sleeves to sleep just so I'll have less black flaky pieces in my bed.
Stick up your arm again. Oh
Well,
wow, it's
under
real
here.
like
Under here, it's all flaky.
it's funny because like from that angle you can really see like the detail you put in because on the other side it's still a little, you know.
Well, that and there's the shit underneath it, so you can't really. Yeah, this side.
Are you
Sorry,
covering up
people. He's
your
looking
mic
at.
as
I
well?
covered the whole arm. Whole
Even
arm.
your mic?
The whole arm, dude. What's
I know,
part
but
of the
like
whole
from
arm?
here. Right, but I hear from here I'm looking at it and it doesn't look like there's nothing over that. So
Because the mic is darker right now than the line work on top. There's a bunch of floors. There's some floors. Some flowers over it.
All right.
Yeah, it's just
And you
really
sat for how long?
4.5 hours. So it's a really big, itchy fucking piece right now. Imagine your whole arm itching at one time.
I've been there.
Last night I was watching TV and I did one of those like went to read, oh, my shoulder, went over to scratch my shoulder and I stopped myself.
Oh,
Oh, stop. Nope. Can't scratch it. I
I
didn't.
hate that.
I didn't. I saved
I
myself.
always do that shit when there's always like a tattoo to that's freshly done.
Did switch to the lotion that I mentioned, and it's way easier to get good, better coverage.
Very nice. Places the lotion in the basket.
Yes. Everyone, the BT dubs, everyone says that new season of True Detective with Jodie Foster on Max is
I've
good.
also heard that.
I have not started watching it though.
Yeah, I haven't either. It's in apparently it's in Alaska during the dark times.
Oh, gotcha. I gotta run out today. Run a couple errands. I baked some cookies this week so I could practice decorating them this weekend.
Yeah.
So I made the cookies on Thursday. Here's the thing, this whole cookie decorating thing. Like, it's pretty much just for fun and maybe a side gig because I'm like, I'm not gonna get rich off this shit because the shit takes too much fucking time to do and I can't charge $100 a cookie.
I mean, you could, but it better like have like ecstasy and shit in it.
Well, that's the thing too. We were gonna make some like probably like some THC cookies. Anyway, yeah, it's like so far it took me 2 hours just to bake the cookies, and then they're
Okay.
sitting there, and now I gotta make the frosting and actually decorate them. But I made about 3 dozen.
Wow.
So I'm just using whatever random cookie cutters around the had around the house. So most of my cookie cutters are Christmas cookies, right? I'm like, no, we're not doing that. So. I have some of my cookies I made. I did find some Easter eggs. So I got Easter eggs. I got pot leaves because apparently I had a pot leaf cookie cutter in 3 different sizes. Go fig.
To
Somebody
the
must have bought that
surprise
for me.
of no one.
Right? So we have Easter eggs, we have pot leaves, and we have Hello Kitties. Like, oh, that sounds about right then.
Chiba.
I'm trying to think of a good name.
With your hip hop name
A
or
good
just
cookie name. No, it doesn't have to be my hip hop name.
got it.
Like, oh, I was actually the other day, I was kind of laughing. I was like, ooh, how about like a cookie batch or cookie batches, like bitches? But that's a,
Batches,
yeah, it's already
cookie
taken.
batches.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Of
Yep.
course. Everything good's
Exactly.
always taken. Oh, bitch.
Right.
Damn it. Stop taking all my good ideas when I think about them all late.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
So what kind of what flavors are we talking about? We're just talking about one typical
Yeah, I just
cookie
made sugar
flavor,
cookie. Yeah.
sugar
But
cookies.
what I can do is like, you know how you need to throw vanilla extract in? So we could buy different flavors of extract, and that's
Okay.
all you do to change up the flavor.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Like when we had her class, hers were kind of had like a little cherry flavor in them. You could put it in the
Cheery?
cookies and in the icing.
Was she your cheery pie?
Cheese, man. So the food coloring I ordered just came last night, yesterday on Amazon too. So it's like, okay. But I got to go out today and pick up a couple other things I need.
Get it.
Give it a try. Give it a try. Since I don't have anything else going on this weekend. Yay!
Oh, this weekend is actually kind of busy.
Ooh.
We have people coming over in like a couple hours, and for like a brunchy kind of like hangout, appetizery thing that my wife wanted to do. And then tomorrow, my child has a play date, which is fine. I don't mind her having play dates, but the play date is here. And I'm like,
Yeah.
so I, you know, because then that means I have to be on, I guess. So,
Yeah, you
yeah,
got about
it'll
you're
be busy.
responsible for two little people.
Yeah, I'm hoping that my wife doesn't pull a have to go to the store,
Yeah, or have to go
and then,
somewhere or anywhere.
yeah, then leave me with two children. I'm like, oh, don't do that to me. Just don't. But hey, good news is that after a couple of weeks of having no heat in my house, I finally have heat in my house again. Which sucks because now the temperatures are changing.
Yeah.
So like we froze our asses off for a couple of weeks, and then I'm looking at my watch today, I'm like, ooh, I can't wait to turn on the heater, and it's like it's gonna be 71 degrees today. I'm like,
Get out of
that's
here.
what my watch says.
Yesterday was 66. I mean,
What
look and see
my
what's supposed to be
Jody
here today.
Watchley says. Jody Watchley.
Ooh, mine's 68.
Okay, I mean that's still
But
like nice.
I see rain next weekend, and we're in the 50s again next week or by this weekend. 60s and 50s. Ooh, look,
50.
Saturday and Sunday, highs of 50.
Let's see what I got here. For
That'll,
next
of
week.
course, that'll change by the time it comes around.
Friday, Saturday, there's a like a 45 to 50% chance of rain, but not like it was previously. So it doesn't seem too crazy. Blame it on the
I think today I can. There's probably more. I haven't checked this to see if there's more Love is Blind episodes for the new season to pop up.
Oh, no.
And then we get finished watching the latest episode of The Challenge or latest season that we like. So what they did this season was they brought on a whole cast that has never won. Nobody's won. So they call it
Okay.
Battle for a New Champion because. So. What they did was they had like the first section, the first section of the challenge. They had to all the contestants had to compete together, and if they completed the challenge, they would add money to the pot, their pot to win. Okay,
Okay.
so like I want to say it started at like $250,000. So they had like a handful of challenges to try and add money, and they only did a couple. Most of them they lost. And then the second part was now you have these challenges, and if you came in, the winners were immune, and then everybody else had to vote somebody to go into elimination, right? But then what they did was they brought back a seasoned vet for them to have to go in elimination against. So they're like, if you want to be a champion, you got to fucking beat a champion.
Damn. All
So they
right.
brought in all these like 10-time challenger, 5-time finalist, 4-time winner, and you had to go up against them kind of thing. So that was kind of fun.
Damn.
And then at the last section, the last challenge part of it was no more teams, all for one, race to the final. So then 6 or 7 of them went to the final. Anyway, it was pretty good. What they do, because they throw a lot of puzzles in there to even it out.
Puzzles.
Like, here's a checkpoint. Like, okay, there's like a 2 mile run, and let's say some people are better at cardio or running than others. But when you get to this checkpoint, now there's a Sudoku you have to finish. Like a, you know what I mean? Yeah. So it's like it evens them out. So it gives the girls a chance too, because it's not just all physical competitions. There's a lot of
Yeah,
puzzles, and
mental.
yeah, and if you, it's like a lot of these guys are big and dopey, and yeah, they could push and carry heavy things, but give them a math problem and they're fucking stupid. You know what I mean?
Hey,
My favorite
there's
guy
nothing wrong with
though,
being bad at math.
my favorite guy though, CT, who's a champion, he's also an engineer in real life. So he's like, give me puzzles all day long, bitch. You can't beat this guy, because he's like,
Oh.
he's gonna fucking kick your ass, and then he's gonna kick your ass in a puzzle too, because he's not stupid. Anyway, so this show finally ended, this season finally ended. It was like 20 fucking episodes. And they
Oof.
had a new winner. They're like, oh, a new champion. And they added him to their, the little picture of all the champions. And I turned to my husband and was like, it's nice and all, but if you didn't have to play against champions for real, it's like, can they really call you a champ? You get an asterisk, basically. You won when because
Oof.
you didn't have to play against anybody else who was good.
Oof. Yeah, but I mean, you gotta beat a champion. Like, that's a.
Then yes and no. Like, this guy who won, he never actually got thrown into elimination, so he himself never had to go up against a champion. You know what I mean?
Okay.
He snuck by. Like, he got through without having to go into elimination. And then they're showing. They're taking some of these champs and showing you, like, it's almost like not like Cribs, but showing you their off time, where they live, what they do, and showing you like a little history of them on the show and all that stuff. And it's funny because they did have one season where they made them all, like, usually they always get these nice party houses. There was one season where they made them camp on the beach Survivor style. They're like, you get
Oh,
beans and
God.
rice, and everybody fucking hated it, right? So now, like, they don't do that anymore. But now some of these girls that have been on that season, when they're on, and you hear these new rookies, and they're like, when we talk about you paying your dues, fucking go camp on the beach for a month, bitch. Then they'll tell you what's up. It's like, that's true.
Fuck.
They didn't have. So they're like, my rookie season was doing this, you know?
Yeah, what you got on this,
Yeah.
motherfucker?
You're in a
Damn.
fucking house with two pools right now, bitch.
Oh man.
But yeah, it was, so that just wrapped up, and
You do enjoy
we get sucked
and
into
enjoys
those.
that shows, Miss Katie's.
Yes, I do. There's this one girl this season, tiny little girl too, and she ended up taking out five guys in these eliminations because of the fucking puzzles. She was just better at the puzzles than them, and they got all tripped up on the puzzles, and she ended up beating them. And it's like every time they threw this bitch into elimination because they didn't like her, and she'd fucking come back every time and knock out like two big guys here and two other big guys here. Yeah, she ended up, she was responsible for sending five people home.
Damn. You know what they say about her? Fuck around and find out.
Right? She came in second. So the guy that came in first won like $250,000. The girl that came in second, she won $60,000.
Wow.
And then third place, I think, got 25 or some 15 or
A
something like
lot of
that.
fucking cash money.
There was
I mean,
one
it's good.
season where the winners won, I think, I don't remember how much they won, like 500,000. I don't remember, they won. And they said, it's up to you. You can keep as much as you want, or you can split it with the other two teams. And they were actually nice about it. And we're like, we're going to give each team 100,000 and let it, so that each person got 50,000, and then the
Well,
two went
that's
a big chunk home.
fucking nice.
Yeah, that was, it was like, oh, that was really nice.
Well, look at you guys being all like cool about stuff and things. You didn't have to.
Didn't have to.
I mean, listen, you're gonna give me the fucking option. I'm gonna be like, listen,
Okay, so
listen,
I
everybody.
just finished this show on Netflix, and it was kind of, I wasn't kind of into it, and then it was like, eh, it's not Netflix on, I'll watch it. It was a reality show where they have this luxury villa, but they also have a campsite. So it's like,
Okay.
you had to win the $200,000, you had to be in the villa, but you can get voted in or out of the villa at any time. So there was the insiders in the villa, and there were the outsiders at the campground. So every now and then they'll be like, oh, okay, now all you insiders have to vote one person to go back to the campgrounds. Or you had to do this challenge and you're now switching places. Oh, I get to go in the villa, but you get to boot one person out and go to the campgrounds, kind of thing. So it was all about alliances and trust, because you needed your friends to vote you in the house, right? So at the end, it came down to four people. Two of them were nice, two of them fucked people over, right? So
Sure.
it, so and then they did Survivor style. The people that voted were all the people that got booted out.
Oh.
Oh, but right before they went to the finale, it was great because they're like, okay, well, you four people in the house, the insiders, you get to, this is like right before the finale. They're like, you get to pick an outsider to eliminate. And they're like, oh, fuck. So they picked, and then they're like, so sorry, Justin, you have been eliminated. And he's like, fuck. And then they're like, oh, but before you go, you get to pick somebody to eliminate. So they like
Damn,
went
you have to
down.
take somebody out like with
So
you
he
and shit.
did. Yeah, like an outsider. There were four inside and eight outsiders. So he had to pick an
Okay.
outsider. And they're like, sorry, you've been eliminated. But before you go, you get to pick somebody to eliminate. So they went through the whole outsiders like that till it got down to one.
Jesus.
And then the one that was left, because nobody voted for her, they let her go back into the house for the chance to win the money, right? But
Yeah.
you're going to take somebody in the house's place. So who are you going to kick out of the house to be eliminated? So
Fucking
the,
hell, man.
right? So out of the four people, she was friends with three of them. So one of them she wasn't really friends with. She's like, oh, bye, Haley. I'm taking your spot. So she gets in the house. Like I said, so then they take all the people that got voted out to vote for the winner. And it came down to the two nice people. So the nicest girl won that didn't fuck anybody over, right? So they're like, so you now won $200,000. You can keep that money for yourself, or you can choose one person to split it with, and you each get 100. Or if you keep it for yourself, we'll up it to 250.
Sorry, not sorry.
So what did she do?
She kept that shit.
Nope, she split it.
What a
Because she was the
duh.
nice girl, and she was like, well, it's, and the girl she split it with that was supposedly her bestie on the show fucked her over twice. And I said the
Wow.
same thing too. I'm like, girl, take the money. Take the money.
Yeah,
Take
like
your money.
GTFO,
There's been a couple
GTFO.
shows like this on Netflix. There was this one, it's called Surviving Luxury, and there was the other one called The Trust, where you're all in this money, but if you vote people out, you get a bigger piece. And it was all about where the greed's going to come into play, both of these shows. And I guess I'm a horrible person because I'm sitting on the show going, take the money, fucking take the money. And nobody ever does. Or they, you know, some did, but the nice people
It
didn't.
would
I
take a
guess that's
lot.
showing my character.
I mean, but listen, it would take a lot for me to be like, I'm gonna split this fucking money with a bunch of fucking strangers.
Exactly. I just met you. I just met you. I've been hanging out with you for 2 weeks on this show, and you want half my fucking money?
No, man. Like, no. Like, I just met your ass. Like, chances are that, like, after this show, you're never gonna talk to me again. So, what's the big deal if I fuck you now?
There's this one girl on the show I did not like from the beginning because she went in there going like, okay, we're an alliance, but she went in there making promises to everybody. One of those people that makes promises to everybody. And she's like, yeah, I'm lying at my ass, you know, but it finally caught up with her. So there's this one challenge where.
Oh my God, like some of this stuff that you're telling me on this TV show is so parallel to this movie you didn't watch. It's not even funny.
That's funny. Well, I'll be watching. So like, this girl I didn't like from the beginning. I'm like, I don't like her. I don't like her. And then finally, everybody else started catching on and how fucking sneaky she was being. So the people at the house, they're like, you have a choice. You can send two people to go in to do this challenge together. And they're like, well, do we put in the person we don't want? And who do we want that we think is going to take her out because we don't want her to come back, right? So then the challenge, they picked her and some other guy who she didn't like, because this guy came in new. He came in the middle of the season, and she comes in and he goes, she's like, who the fuck are you? She was all pissed. She was not nice to him from the minute he came in, right? So now they had to do this race together. It was like a 5 mile race, and the first person to get to the end, there were two boxes, and you get to pick which box you wanted, okay? So he opened up a box, and inside it said, you are eliminated. And now the host goes, you have to convince the other person to either take your box or reject your box. And then they have to do whatever's inside. Right? So he knew it said you're eliminated. So if he got her to go, yeah, I want that box, then she was eliminated. But if she goes, I don't want that box, then he was eliminated. Right? So it said in the box, you were eliminated. And you can say anything you want to the other person to get them to take this box or not. You can straight up lie.
Wow. So
So.
you can honestly say, hey, I looked at this. It's like, it's good. You
Right, it
should
says
take
win $100,000, you should take it. But now it's up to me to decide if I believe you or not.
it.
So this guy, he looks at the box and it says you're eliminated. And he goes, I know she doesn't like me from the minute I got here. He goes, I know she doesn't trust me. So he was straight up with her. He goes, it says you're eliminated in this box. He goes, if he picks this box, you're going to go home. And because he knew that she didn't trust him, she goes, I don't trust them. And she goes, I'll take the box. And she switched it and she got fucking eliminated. So it's like,
Damn.
ha 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 ha.
You got straight up played.
Yep, it's pretty funny. And she thought she was playing everybody too.
I mean, he was pretty blunt about it, I guess, but
Well, like I said,
still.
that's kind of how you got to play. Like, they had this challenge before, right? Where it was you open to the box and it either said go to camp or go to the villa. So, like, the first girl who was the nice girl that ended up winning, it said go to the villa, right? So the guy she goes up against, he goes, "What's it say in the box?" And she goes, "I'm not going to tell you what's in the box. You just have to decide whether you want it or not." And so she,
Interesting.
yeah, so that's how she played it. And he was like, "No, nah, I'm not going to take it." She's like, "Cool." She got to go back to the villa. But then the next girl that came up straight up lied to the girl. She goes, "You don't want this box." It was the go to the villa box. She goes, "You don't want this box." And this girl's like, "I don't believe you." And she took it. And then everybody saw that the girl tried to fuck her over. And then after that, it was like, "Ooh, why'd she do that? Why'd she do that?" So everybody thought that was a bad move. So then everybody after that played it straight.
Oh,
And then it was
fuck.
a matter of if you believe them or not. So the one girl that I didn't
Jesus.
like at that portion of the game, she had the box and it said, "Go to the villa," right? And she had these two guys that she was supposedly in alliance with who were on the other side. But when it came time to call who you wanted to go against, she didn't call them. And she called this other guy. And she goes, "I think because she thought he was this nice pushover guy," so she goes, "if I tell him it's a go to the villa box, I think he's just going to let me have it because he's that nice of a guy." That was her angle, right? So she goes up there and she's crying. She's like, "I'm going to be honest with you, it's a go to the villa box." And he goes, "Well, that's really nice of you. I'll take it."
Oh my God. And he
So he
straight up
sent
takes
her to
it from him.
camp and he went to the villa. But then her two friends are supposed to be in her alliance. So, like, why didn't you just fucking give it to us then?
Yeah, you
Send us
dummy.
to the villa. That's how she fucking screwed them over again. But it was funny. Yeah. She tried, she's all like crying and trying to be like, so she's like, "Well, at least I look like a good person now."
Well,
Like, there was
okay.
another one, like, let's say all the people were in the villa, in the luxury villa, and they would get a note going, "Okay. So the people at camp, this is like day four. They're like, they haven't had any toothbrushes. You can take toothbrushes and toothpaste to everybody at camp, or one person in the villa can take toothbrushes and toothpaste. But now you got to stay at camp if you go. So either you don't
Interesting.
give them shit, or one person takes some stuff and then they sacrifice themselves." So they would do it. Like one girl's like, "Ah, you know what? I'll do it. I've been here longer." And then thinking that that's going to get her points later on for those people to go, "Oh, thanks, you did this for us," and send her back to the villa, you know?
And chances are they probably didn't work her way.
Yes and no. She went. She came in back and forth. She was down to the final four, and she was the girl that the other one split her money with. So she did walk away
Oh,
with the
okay.
money.
All right. Well.
But yeah, it was very. It was like I said. At first, I was like, "Eh, well, I'll watch just whatever is boring." But I
And what's it
like
called?
Surviving Luxury. I like the choices they gave them and how when people get fucked over.
This is on
Netflix.
Netflix. Interesting.
So yeah, there was that one, and then there was one, the other one I watched called The Trust, where that was all about a group of people. Here, you get this money. Everybody gets the money, split it 10 ways, or you can vote people off each week, and then everybody gets a bigger part of money. And then they would be like getting certain, like you would get certain tasks that would be like, "You can take $25,000 from the pot right now if the person you vote for goes home in the next ceremony."
Oh shit.
So then you had to do some conniving if you wanted that to happen. Or there were people be like, "No, I don't want to take the offer."
And that obviously seen as a nice gesture, I guess.
Yeah, but you didn't have to tell anybody about your offer at all. You could have just kept the whole thing silent because there was one girl that was like, "I'm gonna take the money," and didn't tell anybody.
I ain't saying shit.
Hers was, "You have to take the money." Oh yeah, but again, it was, but the per but somebody has to be voted out in the next ceremony. So she takes the money and then she gets back, and it worked for her because her friends were like, "Hey, we're gonna vote out so and so because we don't like him." She's like, "Okay,"
Okay.
and she got like 25 cash on the side for that.
Man, there's some cutthroat ass TV right there.
There's an older lady who was on it, and she came close to the end, and she got this choice too. They're like, "You can take 25 G's, walk away right now, or stay in the game." She's like, "Ah, give me the money, deuces, I'm out of here."
I've done my tour of duty.
Yeah,
Bye.
she's like, "I don't like these people. I'm gonna take part of your money and run."
Bye. Thanks for that. Oh man, that's some, I don't know. Sometimes them shows seem like competitively stressful to me. So it's hard for me
Yeah,
to
and a
watch
lot of
them
them, like
sometimes.
these two shows, they're not competitive as far as like we're not they're just playing games against each other. They're not like, fighting each other. You know what I mean? They're not
Right.
like physicalness up against physicalness or whatever. Yeah, it's not that kind of
Yeah,
game.
it's all mind fuck.
Absolutely. That's, yeah, that, it's total mind fucks and decisions. And do you trust this person? Yeah.
Taste the rainbow.
Do you trust this person you just met?
I don't trust you. I don't know you.
Hey,
You don't
Primus is
know me.
coming up here again.
That's not really shocking. I mean, he kind
No?
of lives up there, or he lives close to there.
Does
Not
he?
close to there. I mean, he's up in Santa Rosa, I should say.
Oh, that's Northern California.
Yeah, I mean, it's just up the
Yeah,
thing.
but last time they came, they played a fucking Rush album in its entirety. Exactly. Josh sends me a message. He goes, "Hey, Primus is coming back to Venus." I'm like, as long as it's Primus doing Primus.
Right, and not Primus doing some other mierda.
Yeah.
That's really funny.
So yeah, that sounds fun.
So, do you think you'll do that?
Possibly, but I'm not going to buy tickets because it's a place my husband works for, so I'm just going to wait and see if I can get in somehow.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah.
So, is how's he liking his new spots?
Still hates it.
Oh,
Too much
okay.
responsibility. It's too far. It's too much work. I never see him. Like today, he's gonna be he left now, and I won't see him till like probably 9 o'clock, 9:30 tonight.
Oh,
He said
womp womp.
he's got a new menu came out this week, so he's got to teach. Like last night, he's got to teach the kitchen staff, and then tonight it's a whole new staff, so he's got to teach them too.
Oh man,
Yeah.
that's repetitive.
Yeah, he said it was a clusterfuck.
East cluster, fuck East.
Yeah.
So, what you got on tap for today?
Like I said, I'm gonna go run some errands and get some cookie supplies and probably frost my cookies.
Such a euphemism.
Not frosting your cookies.
You're frosting somebody's cookies.
Frosting my own cookies.
Yeah, nice. Nice. Yeah, so maybe for next week we'll watch a movie.
Well, no, I'll watch this movie. Not another
It's
movie. I can't commit to two movies.
I'm a no.
Oh,
I wouldn't.
however, I was gonna say though, I did see Priscilla pop up on HBO Max. I wouldn't mind watching that.
Okay, add it to the list. All right.
Stilla. Oh wait, wasn't there something we wanted to add to the list this week that we were like, ooh, 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 ooh,
Ooh.
and we did add it, and I forgot what it was. Well, why don't I just pull up the list then?
I mean, that would help. What is it?
Wrong list.
What's in the box?
What's in the box? La 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 la.
I don't think I'm gonna start paper out right now.
Okay, I used to have a paper route when I was a kid, right? In
That's funny.
like junior high, I guess. And fucking my best friend Jen, who I did the paper route with her and her brother, she hits me up this week going, "Hey, what streets did you have in your paper route? Are you fucking kidding me? I don't fucking know. I don't know shit, dude." I go, "I think I had my condos." She goes, "No, I had your condos." Well, then I don't know. Oh yeah.
This is a good callback because I think the first line of my description of this show is Chiba forgets shit. So
That, yeah, that's not anything new. I claim that I'm dates specifically horrible at.
yeah.
I said, this is why I keep certain friends in my life, so I can call you up and go, "Hey, what year did we do that?"
I feel like I'm being used all of a sudden.
Well, not you. There's
But I've been there for a long time, so I would fit that jurisdiction.
yeah,
Me
but for
and
some
Jen,
reason,
basically.
no, it's most like there's work people that
Oh, I
all
see.
it's like, "Hey, what years did we?" It was a lot. It's a lot of the MSO years are fuzzy. They're so long ago.
Well, yeah, let's keep them fuzzy, please. Wait, what?
I see Ant-Man on our list, Quantumania. Did we not watch that?
Don't think we have.
Shit.
The Marvels came out too. We can watch that too. Are you
Oh.
gonna add that to the list?
We got the
I
Swimmers
enjoyed that
on
one.
here. We got Rudy on here.
Rudy, who Rudy?
Remember that football movie I've never watched?
Oh my God, like Rudy.
Yeah.
Tootie Rudy.
And Black Swan, because you never watched that.
Never seen Black Swan, and I love me some Natalie Portman.
Did you hear how she got a divorce because her husband cheated on her? You cheated on Natalie Portman? What a fucking dick.
Wow. Like, Fucking famous people, man. I guess maybe you just reached a fucking point in life. I don't know. It to me, like, that just makes zero sense. It makes
Right?
zero sense that you would fuck around and find out with Natalie Portman. Come on now.
Natalie fucking Portman. I did
Yeah,
watch
man.
that Netflix movie that she did May December. I think we talked about it a little bit. It's really weird. It's her and Julianne Moore, where Julianne Moore is very much a Mary Kay Letourneau,
Okay.
and her young husband is very much based off of them, even though their
Okay.
names are all changed and the story's slightly different. And Natalie Portman is an actress spending time with them because she's going to be playing this woman in like a movie.
Interesting.
So she spends time with them just to see what their relationship's really like and all this stuff. And
And
it's
she
very
gets
Mary
wrapped
Kay
up into
Letourneau.
it.
Not really. Like she doesn't get involved with the guy or anything like that.
Oh,
But
okay.
at the end, they show her shooting the scenes of the movie, and it's like it's weird. It's weird.
It's weird.
It's very interesting. Very,
It's
very interesting.
like an Eggers suit.
Oh my God, an Ager suit.
Yeah.
All
Huh.
right.
All right. Yeah. So, all right. So, soft launch part two.
Hey, well, thanks for letting me know that movie only had one commercial. Thanks for doing the hard part for me.
Yeah. Now, but see, now you've kind of like fucked me a little bit because, like, no, I don't know if I'll go back and I may. I don't know. I don't know.
Gotcha.
It's
Did you
a
take notes this
very
time?
no, but I was
Okay.
very intently paying attention because it was definitely the only thing I'll say. It's a fucking mind fuck.
You have to pay attention, movie. Can't have it on the background.
No, you can have it on the background. It like it's as long as you're listening.
Okay.
Yeah, it's mind fucky. So
All righty. I like mind
yeah.
fucky.
Yeah, this will be mind fucky for you, so I'm just giving you a heads up now.
All right, sounds good.
All right. Well,
Enjoy
until
your day.
next week.
Peace out.
Bye.